My woman, which I will talk about, is Eve. We heard two other women, which we had very positive and very good examples to follow. It's very sad that some of the friends who are calling themselves Christians as well, they put a death penalty on Adam and Eve, judging them that they will not be resurrected. We are very thankful to our Lord that the judge belongs to Him, not to us. And once we'll be talking about first woman in the Bible, I believe that all of us know the story. I think that some Christians may not know that Lydia is actually, she was a Christian, or Priscilla was a Christian, but I think everybody will know the story of Adam and Eve, and our children are learned about the story on the Sunday schools. God is a God of order, and He created everything in order. Before He created the men, God created, prepared the earth for them. He knew that they will need water, they will need shade, trees, fruits, and animals. And then He created a man. Eve was the first woman, and she also was created by God. And Eve was the last part of God's creation. We read about the whole story in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 25. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him." And out of the ground of the Lord God formed every beast of field and every bit of bird of the sky, and brought them to man to see what he would call them. And whatever man called a living creature, that was in its name. And the man gave names to all the cattle and to the birds of the sky and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper suitable for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and he slept. Then he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh at that place. And the Lord God fashioned into a woman the rib which he had taken from the man and brought her to man. And then he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. For this cause a man shall leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And the man and his wife were both naked, and were not ashamed." That was the story and the reason of creating the first woman. The reason woman was created for men, so the man will not be alone. I think some of us, maybe in the old age, maybe in the young age, we experience sometimes to being alone. Nobody to share, nobody to talk to. We don't know how Adam was communicating with animals. We don't know how it was looking in the paradise back then. But he certainly experienced to be lonely. She was created as a part of Adam. Being part of him, then once she was created, they become a one. The different reason was later on, together with Adam, to populate the earth, being a help to Adam. We just read that there was no helper suitable for him. He couldn't find anybody
to be together with him and to share the joy and the sorrows. We can only imagine how big joy was for Adam not to be alone. And I think some of us, once we are alone in the evening, once we are trying to share our joy, there is nobody next to us, nobody to tell how tired we are, nobody to tell how joyful we are, nobody to argue. Sometimes we are missing those things. Sometimes husband or wife are going away for a few days, and then we know that how sad it is to be alone. And how big is joy to have someone to be together, I think those who got married, they can tell. That the young people are waiting to have a wife, or they are waiting to have a husband, to be together with somebody and to share everything. And the big secret is to know that the other person is part of me and to be able to resign from half of ourselves to give it to somebody else, to the other half of us. Talking about Eve, I think we will have to mention what happened afterwards. And hopefully we'll be able to take a lesson of those things. The fall of man. We read in Genesis 3:1-5 that Eve was deceived. Genesis chapter 3 from 1 to 5. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "From the fruit of the trees of the garden we may eat, but from the fruit of the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God said, you shall not eat from it or touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said to the woman, "You surely shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Brethren, we've just read the story. Something happened there. There was a discussion between Eve and the Satan, the serpent. But as we read in the 1 Timothy 2nd chapter and 13-15 verse, there is an explanation. 1 Timothy 2nd chapter 13-15. "For it was Adam who was first created and then Eve." There's Apostle Paul is referring to the creation. "And it was not Adam who was deceived, but the woman, being quite deceived, fell into transgression. But the woman shall be preserved, saved, through the bearing of children, if they continue in faith and love and sanctify with self-restraint." Eve was deceived. How Satan did that? How did it happen? First, I think he knew that. He told the words of truth. This is the truth, the tree which you shouldn't eat. That's what God said? Yes. And she said yes. Then he mixed truth with the lie. And the lie was the biggest evil on the earth, which lasts until this day. He lied. And I think, thinking about the story of Eve, I think the biggest mistake made by Eve was to enter into the discussion with Satan, with his enemy. Brethren, it's very dangerous to start talking and start discussing with our enemy. Our response. Because I'm pretty sure that Satan is trying to have influence on all of us. He's trying to tell us. He's trying to deceive us as well. And our response should be as we read in the James 4 chapter and the 7th verse. 4th chapter, 7th verse.
I think that's not this verse I was thinking.
However, we should make sure that our answer to the God is very firm, and we will not enter into discussion. We all remember what was happening with our Lord once he was tempted on the desert. We don't have much time, but we all remember the story once our Lord was in the desert and he was tempted by Satan. And let's read how our Lord was dealing with him. In the chapter 4, we read, "But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word has proceeded out of the mouth of God. Verse 7, On the other hand, it is written, You shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And verse 10, that Jesus said unto him, Become Satan, for it is written, You shall not worship the Lord your God, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only. The answers from our Lord was not, oh yes, it is written, well, we should do this or that. The answers were very firm, and our Lord take his answers from the scriptures. It is written. This is the very common. So we have to know. We have to know the truth, and we have to answer with the scriptures. It is written. And our answers should be very firm. Be gone, Satan. The results of the sin. We all read about it. And once Adam chose to follow Eve, we know what were the other results, all other results for them. First, there was a fear, which is also accompanying all his followers. Biggest weapon of Satan. Then they noticed they are naked. They experience pain, hard work, and bringing forth children. I think it was a big pain for them once they saw their own children, one killed and another. Brethren, we can read that Adam lived 930 years. It's a long period of time of dying and experiencing all the results and consequences of the sin. Dear brethren, I think we can get lots of lessons from Eve and of all the women in the Bible. We have good and bad examples. We have examples of wife of Job and other not good examples for our warning. But to summarize from this story, I think we can learn that men and women are one, and they have to support each other throughout their lives. The story I remember, which I would like to share with you in closing, is an example which we can learn from the nature. Once we see the tree and the plant growing together, I think we can compare it to the marriage. Once we can see, like in here, the big cedars, the large, strong trees, moving up the big, fat trees with good branches. And then you can see the little plant going around it. We can compare it to the big, strong man at our beginning of the journey, once we are strong, and a woman who needs our support, and they're going around. But down the road, I think once we'll go to some of the forests, we can see the tree standing still with a strong plant around that tree. And at that point, I don't think it's that clear. Maybe that tree is standing because of that plant. So we have to remember that men and women was created by God. And we have to remember to support one of the other, as Eve was also created by the God, and we are very thankful to the Lord for His truth and for ransom for all, once all the sin will be taken away from all the people, and we are waiting for that time of His kingdom. Amen.